Psalm 132, verses 6 through 12. That's our passage today as we continue our song of ascents as the people made their way up to Jerusalem. We heard it from Ephrathah. We came upon it from the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then my sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. So here's a question for you. Where in the world do you find rest? What do you do to refresh your mind and body? For some, rest is found in a long afternoon nap on the weekends. For others, working out in the yard brings renewal. Some recuperate with a ride on their Harley or in their boat out on the lake or hike in the mountains. Here's a follow-up question. So what do you do to find spiritual rest? The Ark of the Covenant represented the physical dwelling place of God on earth. It was called his footstool. It was called the Ark of God's might because it was a symbol of his strength, power, and victory in battle. The Ark resided in Ephrathah, an old name for Bethlehem, and in Jar for 20 years. Finally, David moved the Ark to Jerusalem. The Ark gave the Israelites confidence that God was with them. When the Ark was near, they could rest. Now, back to that question I ask you, where do you go to find spiritual rest? Well, as a believer, God now dwells in you by his Spirit. You are his dwelling place. Right now, right where you are, you can find rest and confidence and strength. You need not depend on a symbol of God's presence because the very presence of the living God is with you. So refresh your soul in his presence. Father, I am tired. I need rest. Comfort me, refresh me, renew me, and encourage me by your Spirit who lives within me. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.